Hi there. This is part one in the Wealth Management series for entrepreneurs. The title is Wealth Management or Poverty Management. Yes, you heard right. Wealth Management or Poverty Management. At the start of an initial exploratory meeting with an entrepreneur set up to discuss his current situation, wealth priorities and aspirations, with a view to determining how we could add value and help him meet his wealth goals, I was asked an unusual question. "Do you offer poverty management services?" Mr. Ritchie inquired. This was clearly meant to serve as an icebreaker, I thought to myself, as I tried to recover from the shocking question. You see, this prospect is a very successful and respected entrepreneur, a professional with all the trappings of finesse and wealth. You could say the typical high net worth individual. As a comeback, I reiterated my mission, which was to discuss wealth management. And I stated that from research, wealth, not poverty management, would serve him better. We laughed about it and commenced our meeting. A couple of years ago, prior to our meeting, Mr. Ritchie took over the running of a thriving professional services firm from his octogenarian father. His and the firm's stellar reputation attracted high-profile clients from both the private and public sectors. Mr. Ritchie was also quite bullish in real estate, both private and residential properties in prime locations, home and abroad, formed part of his portfolio. Our meeting, held at his newly commissioned 8-story commercial building in a prime location, containing premium office spaces for corporate tenants. It was a rather impressive yet simple structure. We talked about everything from his family setup to professional life, business wins and failures, as well as his financial needs and goals. From my assessment, although Mr. Ritchie had done quite well in certain aspects of his wealth journey over the years, he hadn't given thought to or thought through the implications of some of his actions and inactions, which led to some inefficiencies, you'd say. As a wealth manager, my mission was to help Mr. Ritchie optimize his wealth by understanding and articulating his current situation, as well as his short, medium, and long-term wealth objectives, and then map out a wealth plan to move him along the journey. This is essentially what wealth management entails. Now, simply put, wealth management is a dedicated and integrated service that involves working closely with affluent and high net worth individuals and their families to develop strategies that help them grow, protect, and preserve their wealth. As mentioned in a previous blog post, research shows that most honest high net worth individuals accumulated their wealth through entrepreneurial endeavors, not necessarily paid employment. And so it is reasonable to expect entrepreneurs as well as C-suite executives and professionals to be the predominant persona for wealth management services. It is not uncommon to find entrepreneurs constantly being caught up in the rigors of wealth generation, often through multiple business ventures across industries. And the implication is that depending on the stage of a business's life cycle, time is usually a scarce resource, with little or no consideration for personal wealth matters. Also noteworthy is the habit of not separating one's personal wealth from business ventures. Other peculiarities of our target persona or target clientele include the irregularity of their earnings and ability to take high risk, among others. Now, to overcome the identified constraints and achieve the most optimal wealth plan, it is advisable to approach wealth management as a must-have solution offered by professionals rather than a dispensable service to be enjoyed by just rich folk. Now, a few things to consider in your assessment of your wealth situation are: what contingency plan do you have for unforeseen events such as loss of income or business interruption? What are your lifestyle and family wealth goals? Do you maintain a budget for your expenses? When do you plan to retire, and what are your business succession plans? What does your financial plan look like? How diverse are your sources of wealth? The list goes on. Now, I encourage you to seek professional advice and consider putting a comprehensive plan in place. May your wealth be sustainable and stand the test of time. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.